Hi, this is Steve from Thunder Basin Ford, and here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
And I think it'd be a grave mistake to confirm a Secretary of State who has a demonstrated track record of repeatedly making the wrong decisions when it comes to American foreign policy and national security.
During a confirmation hearing, Joe Biden's nominee for Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, was questioned by Wyoming Senator John Barrasso. During the vetting process, Barrasso points out what he perceives as errors Blinken has made in foreign policy during past administrations.
He raised concerns with your actions, statements, and decisions regarding Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, and Ukraine. Based on that record of failed foreign policy decisions, Senator McCain said, not only is Mr. Blinken unqualified, but he is, he said, I believe, a threat to the traditional interests and values that embody the United States of America. So once you were confirmed, what happened? You helped negotiate the terrible Iran nuclear deal. These botched decisions have serious consequences. I believe they embolden terrorist organizations around the globe. These failures put the lives of the men and women who serve our nation at risk.
Blinken had previously worked for the Obama-Biden administration. The Campbell County Joint Public Land Board is looking at giving the complex a multi-year contract extension. According to the Gillette News Record, the Public Land Board voted in favor of drafting a contract extension by a count of 6-1. Complex General Manager Jeff Esposito was hired in April of 2018, and by and large, the board feels Esposito has done a great job. In the past, these contracts were just one-year deals. Many say the multi-year contract would give Esposito some stability. As an addendum to all this, if the board gives a contract extension for multi-years, Esposito will likely have to take a pay cut of up to 10%. We'll keep you up to date as this story progresses. That is your Basin Radio Network news update. For more, go to BasinsRadio.com.